And welcome.
Welcome.
This is
Him Hunters International.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are your favorite weekly pop culture radio talk show, non-religiously affiliated despite the title, HGTV inspired. I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren.
We have a special guest today in the studio. My dad is here. He is not going on the air. That's okay. We all have different levels of comfort. But therefore, our theme this week is dads.
That's a good theme, actually. Yeah.
We might play some Daddy Issues by Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. We're going to play some of my dad's favorite music. Mm-hmm. Maybe some
of my dad's favorite
music. So yeah, it is the dad theme. I think maybe we'll talk about dad bods. That trend is kind of dead.
It is. It's also like kind of a like fratty, like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
We don't endorse dad bods.
Yeah, we did not. That was like a whole like chubby, you know, like the chubbies like shorts.
Yes.
That's what I associate that with.
Agreed.
Yeah. So cool. How should we get started? Do you want to play a song, Lauren?
No, why don't you start?
Okay, let me get an aux.
Okay.
Maybe we'll play some games about dads.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Okay. So wait, what aux am I on?
You're probably on aux 2.
Cool. Okay. So the first song we're gonna play is a dad requested song. I asked my dad what song he wants me to play, and he said Peace. What's so funny about Peace, Love and Understanding by Elvis Costello.
So we're gonna play it.
That's our first song.
Okay,
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, Lauren. I'm ready.
Okay, here it is.
I ask my
that was one of my dad's favorite songs. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, so I know like some of our listeners are confused because last week we did promise that our theme this week would be spooky. But we've decided to push it off a week. We're going to do it after Halloween because
as we've had for our past two annual spooky shows, life is spooky all year round, even when it's not Halloween. So to say the theme is spooky around Halloween would be to say that the other 51 weeks of the year aren't scary, and they are. Everything is always scary. So, spooky will be next week.
Spooky will be next week.
Yeah, and my dad is not spooky.
Right. So, it just, you know, sometimes things happen. Sorry to disappoint Amy. Sorry to disappoint our one listener today.
It will be okay. We'll have a really great third annual
spooky. Third annual spooky. I'm really excited.
Three years.
Wow.
Time.
That's crazy. That's a long time.
Season 1, 2, 3, 4. This is season 5.
Season 5.
Of Kim Hunter's.
Wait, did we talk about, was I talking about this with you where like shows peak at around like season 5?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so this is like our peak.
The best season of Friends.
Right, exactly.
30 Rock.
Yeah.
But then they all go down.
And they go down.
The thing will only get to 6, hopefully.
True.
Then we'll graduate.
True.
If all goes according to plan. If I take my last math class.
Oh my gosh.
What? Do you have any distribution requirements left?
No, I'm doing my last one this semester.
What is it?
Intro to Stats.
Oh, how's it going?
It's going. It's okay. I'm so happy to never have to take a math class again.
If
though,
I take
after.
That, can I have your binder?
Yes. Great. Definitely. Okay. You can have all my notes. Linda Garand, I hope you're not listening.
I hope my teacher. Professor Garand is not listening. Man.
So, I guess, should I play a song?
Yeah.
That my dad... Okay. My dad is a human, so he obviously likes music, but I can't really, like, think of music that he really listens to.
Should we...
My parents are into a lot of, like, soft rock, you know? Like, a little, like, Savage Garden, maybe?
I don't know what that is. we could always just play 90s. Daddy Issues by Demi Lovato.
This is so true.
Wait, is it explicit?
I think it might be because we tried to play it last week.
But you know what we could play? Why don't we play some Daddy Lessons by Beyonce?
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Let's do that.
So we're going to play Daddy Lessons by Beyonce for our dad theme. Then we're going to come back and play a game called Dad or
Daddy. Noth, if you're listening, I'm sure you're not. This was inspired by your focusers, so thank you. So we'll start with Daddy Issues.
Yeah, here it is. Okay. Beyonce does country.
Told me when he's gone is what to do. Second Amendment. Ooh, he always played it cool, but daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when daddy looked at me.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
So we're gonna play a game. Weekly
sorry
tradition.
That my dad has to witness
play a game.
This. But we do play a game every week.
We
it
do.
It has to be on theme.
It has to be on theme. So in the past, you may recall, we've done like chop style, like make your own recipe out of seasonal foods. What else have we done?
That was a really
we've
fun
done
one.
Guess that celebrity's height. We've done
oh, what year were the celebrities born?
What year the celebrities born?
We sometimes do rapid fire questions.
Yes.
Like all your best parts and worst parts of a bra.
Yes.
Yeah.
So today we're gonna be playing a game called Dad or Daddy, and in this game, Ben and I will each propose a celebrity, and then the other one has to say whether that celebrity is a dad or a daddy.
I'm excited.
Okay, you want to go first?
I just need to everyone know that I do have right now the link of afterellen.com, and it is an article titled The Top 15 Hottest Butch Women, because I'm trying to have lots of different types of dads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's one of those like slideshows. That's
annoying. Oh, I hate that. And you have to open up a new link
so
every time.
Clicks. That's okay. It's okay.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Okay, Joe Biden.
Young Joe Biden?
No, Joe Biden. Like 82-year-old Joe Biden.
Dad.
Young Joe Biden.
Daddy.
Okay, yeah.
Barack Obama.
Dad.
Really? Yeah. I would say daddy.
Dad.
Really? Why? Can you give me some reasoning?
I just, you know... I'm not a huge Obama fan.
Okay.
So that
right.
probably isn't dad, yeah.
Right.
Rachel Maddow.
Dad.
Definitely dad.
Okay. Chase Crawford from Gossip Girl. He played,
That's like a child.
No, he's old now.
How old is he?
Old. Like 30.
I'm sure he's a daddy then. Okay, what about both Property Brothers?
Okay. Drew. Who's the one that has a lot of highlights in his hair?
Well, okay, there's Jonathan is the construction worker.
Right.
And that's a daddy, but then
Drew is dad. For sure.
Yeah, okay.
The bonus Jonas, like the little Jonas brother.
Lauren, you're giving me children.
No, he's like 15.
What's his name?
Frankie?
Frankie?
Yeah.
No, I refuse. Due to my morals.
Shawn Mendes.
No, sorry. Only longtime listeners will get that joke. What about Oh, this is one's too easy.
Okay.
John Hamm.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Amy suggested Mark Ruffalo.
I feel like he's like kind of okay, Daddy, but doesn't he kind of seem sleazy?
No.
Really?
No, I think he seems
like
really
a
nice.
Surrogate?
No.
Like he was. He was like always campaigning for Bernie.
No, he was. That's he definitely funny. Was.
Maybe he's not sleazy.
No, I don't see him as sleazy.
Okay.
He's
okay.
I don't know. I like him.
Yeah, nice.
I would say Daddy.
Okay. What about I'm trying to think.
What about
Harry?
Oh. He's you're right. He's
William
so young.
Is a dad. Harry's he's still too young.
He's still
too
young. Yeah,
I feel like when you give me the,
that's fair. Yeah. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
See what I mean?
I see what you mean. Okay. Let me think.
Russell Crowe. Oh, sorry.
Dad.
Dad. Yeah,
Will Schuster from Glee.
You know I was rewatching Glee, right? Yeah. In like May and June.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Will Schuster.
I do too.
I wanted them to like kill that character.
I do
off.
Too.
That's how I feel about Archie and Riverdale. I watched the first episode, not the second one though. Let's talk about Riverdale in another segment.
Okay, we will.
Ready? Archie's dad from Riverdale.
Oh my gosh. Archie's dad.
Okay,
Archie's dad is a dad, but Veronica's dad, Hiram Lodge.
Can I talk about Hiram Lodge?
Yeah, talk about Hiram Lodge.
Okay, here's the thing about Hiram Lodge. First of all, he looks 28.
he really does.
He looks like he has.
He really does.
He looks 24 when he was 4 years old. And second of all, Hiram, I thought he was. You know how I thought that Veronica was supposed to be also Jewish, because I thought it was like this whole like anti-Semitic trope of like the Jewish banker screwing over the thing, because he was he's supposed to be like Bernie Madoff because he did a Ponzi scheme,
right.
And his name is Hiram.
Which
is like a Jewish name. Mm-hmm. And that's not at all.
He doesn't look.
No,
yeah.
And also that's not at all his character.
No.
He's like,
he's kind of like, he looks
like
a mob guy. I don't know. Yeah. Like a little sleazy, like
younger.
I don't know. Yeah.
Agreed. I was very confused
by that.
Did you see his tattoo when he was like running back into the apartment and he had like a sleeveless shirt on?
Like
a tattoo that just feels like out of place.
Yeah.
With the character.
Yeah.
I don't get how he got out of jail.
Anymore. I don't understand his character. We're going to segue into Riverdale.
What decade is Riverdale in? Because they got cell phones.
I know.
And the hospital people are wearing like
they're wearing like the little like kind of candy striper. I don't know. It's obviously
You're
present day.
Know,
it's
though.
Present day, but I think it's like this like nostalgic kind
of.
Yeah,
because the lighting.
Like, yeah, and also just kind of like the. I also kind of think. I have this big theory that it's like a lot of it's really satirical too. Like,
you think it's self aware?
I kind of think so. Like satirical of kind of like. I don't know, like maybe like. Like old school, like. Police dramas, crime dramas, like that kind of trope, like that genre, like sort of like taking that and like putting it in a modern day and it like looks really ridiculous. I don't know. I'm developing this. It's over-stylized, and I think they know that, because how could they not?
They must know that. You know what? Have you heard of the show American Vandal?
No.
Okay, so you know like American Crime Story? Like,
yeah.
All these like real life true crime stories,
yes.
Like Making a Murderer.
Yes.
So it's a parody on that, and it's about...
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's about like a high school where someone goes around and draws penises around. Am I allowed to say that? Safe Harbor hours? Yeah. he draws penises like all around the entire school.
Yeah.
It's like a 8-part, like 1-hour episodes about like who drew the
It's so funny. And it's very much in the style of Making a Murderer.
Oh my God. Look, my dad just got an article from Pop Sugar that says Riverdale fans, our research assistant, Riverdale fans are extremely confused about what time period the show takes place in. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of centers around like Pops, which is like the old school, like soda fountain kind of thing. It's very ambiguous. I will give you that.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be both, because I think it's an allusion to the original. Because
also
because
true, right? Archie
real,
comics.
Like, so I'll be like, look, I don't know Archie comics, right?
Right.
But I definitely know that like the only real allusion they're doing that's explicit is that everyone has bad dyed red hair.
Yeah.
Like, and their names are the same, and then they like made Kevin gay.
Yeah.
Who I always forget exists.
Oh, I always forget. Until so you, irrelevant. I was like, it took me a second to place Kevin
so
when
irrelevant.
You said that. Yeah.
Well, that was the game, Dad versus Daddy.
Also, listener Herschel.
Hey, Herschel. Hey, Herschel. I only messaged you back. I'm sorry about that.
Wants to add in that last night we were trying to watch Riverdale illegally after it aired, and we couldn't find any links online. They were late putting up the links, and there was a lot of hot. Wait. There was a lot of hot drama going down in like the Riverdale message boards.
Don't tell my dad that that's how you watch it, because my dad gets really upset about watching things illegally. I still don't do it. I still don't. Lauren knows that.
And you don't. You don't.
I haven't watched Riverdale because I'm too scared to watch it illegally. You really did good on that parenting. I watch on CW. Do you want to talk? No? Okay. I watch on CW.com.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have a cable subscription.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like, which I use.
So one thing we were thinking about. Okay.
It all comes back full circle.
We were thinking about, like, because Herschel has, you can, like, live stream, like, DVR or something like that. So we're going to try to do that next week.
Wait, you know what I think I could do? Okay, yeah. I have the Optimum app.
Yeah.
You can sometimes watch live TV. And then I have an HDMI
cord thing. Yeah, yeah.
And I have a projector. Oh, my light bulb's out.
Oh. We're going somewhere
We're going to figure this out. Also, we can watch it together.
Yeah.
Also, I was going to say, about watching things illegally.
Yeah.
So my friend I was talking to her about last night. I was watching Riverdale and Eden Hall, and I was surveilling my friend while she was doing homework and like needed someone to keep her on task. And I had a bad day, so I was like just watching TV. And Dad, I'll tell you about that later. But I got this link to this app called Rabbit. Have you ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So basically, you can you download the app and then you hook it up to one person's computer, and you're all watching it at the same time.
Whoa!
So it's like someone's screen. It's like screen sharing.
Screen sharing, yeah.
So then the show's on the first half of the screen, and the bottom half is a message board.
Oh my god, I love that!
You can type it live while you're all watching it together.
Yeah.
It was really fun. I didn't know it existed, and apparently people do that for shows that have really deep and loyal fan bases, like Game of Thrones.
Right. So not necessarily with people you know.
Well, you can either do with people you know or people you don't know. So this was a private
watch
party thing.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's like really 21st century fun right
also,
there.
Also, I love to watch TV with people.
Yeah.
It's a show like Riverdale.
You have to watch it with other people.
Yeah, and you don't really need to pay attention the whole time. It's more about how ridiculous it is, and you want to talk about how Cheryl burned her... Oh, sorry, spoilers. You know what I mean, though?
Right, and then when you find out, spoiler, that Miss Grundy dies, it's a big reveal, and it's about the reaction.
I haven't gone to the reaction part, but I know she died.
Yeah.
And then, I just want to talk about when Veronica was walk a day in my Manolo Blahniks. I was like, oh my god, this show is fake.
Like when they talk about illicit substances as jingle jangle.
I was like, what is that? It's like Riverdale meth.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's the jingle jangle. It's the kids are on it.
All the kids are doing jingle jangle. Let's play a song.
Okay, I have a song request from Amy, who says her dad likes to listen to the Beatles. And so, Amy, we're going to play. You know what I'm going to play, Amy? I'm going to play Here Comes the Sun. Because you know what? Amy, who is my roommate
seasonal
of 2 years
disorder?
And my roommate of 2 years and housemate of another 2 years used to have this as her alarm every morning. And so it would play in our room every morning, and then she would sleep through it. She would sleep through it, so it would play 10 times, and it would wake me up. And now I can't listen to this song anymore, but I'm gonna play it for Amy for just good memories. Okay, so this is Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
I can't believe.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Dear darling, it's been a
Thank you, Amy.
Amy's dad, the French Canadian one, or wait, are both?
Both Amy's parents are French Canadian. Or I guess her.
I didn't know the Beatles got there.
All the way to French Canada.
All the way to French Canada.
All the way to Montreal, Quebec.
The beach is way larger than I realized.
Right, I know. Should we take just a moment to address Halloween is coming up?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about what you're going to dress up as? Maybe like one thing you're dressing up as.
Can we do a PSA about Halloween?
We can do a PSA about Halloween.
Here are some PSAs.
Here's a PSA. Oh, there's an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I am exercising twice a week now. But yesterday in Pilates, I was so tired. I had such a day. And then I like got there, I got on my mat, and I really wasn't doing any of the poses. And my teacher, I was kind of lying there doing some child's pose. My teacher looks at me, she's like, makes eye contact. I just looked at her right back. I was like, not today. Not today.
That's really funny.
It's really hard to like have to do exercise at like a certain time. You know what I mean?
Right. It's really structured.
It's like there are days where I just don't want to do Pilates.
Yeah.
And I have to. Yeah. Because if I miss one more class, I fail the class. I've only missed one class. And it was for a lecture that I wanted to go to.
I've heard Pilates is very intense. But good. I heard it's a good workout.
We have these rings.
Yeah.
It's like a big circle.
Yeah.
And it's weighted. And you have to like put it in between your thighs and squeeze it. I'm like reenacting in the studio.
Right.
And like, so you're like on your back.
Yeah.
And your legs are in the air, and then you're like squeezing this weighted ring with your thighs. So I'm just like, of course, shaking because I have no muscles. And you have to like go up and down, and like, it's so hard. Like, and whatever. I'm not going to talk about this again. My heart is
so on that note, semester. Autumn exercise PSA?
Yes,
we're here, yeah. So might as well do it. Okay. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health.
If you're physically able to.
If you're physically able to.
Nice.
There you go. That was the PSA for the day.
And my PSA is don't wear bad costumes that are appropriative, offensive, like in poor taste.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't dress up as trans people. Mm-hmm. They're not a costume.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're gonna describe your costume as controversial, you shouldn't wear it.
Yeah, I
you
mean,
know,
like, costumes can be political and they can be funny, but like, it's not funny to dress up. Like our sophomore year, I think it was, so many people were dressing up as Caitlyn Jenner. Like,
that is in like the poorest taste ever.
Like, that's just not good.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
let's give a good example, Ben. What are you going to be this Halloween? An example of a good Halloween costume.
I think an example of a good Halloween costume can be like so many different things, right? I like the ones where like my friend is being What Happened, like the Hillary Clinton, like the Hillary Clinton book.
Oh my gosh.
So she's like wearing like blue and yellow.
Yeah.
And like,
I
like
love
all
that.
This stuff. So, like, I think those are really fun costumes.
Yeah.
It's like not something so specific, like something kind of vague that
I know someone,
have to figure out.
I know someone who's going to be the Red Line, and she said she's going to dress in all black with like a red stripe down the middle.
I love that. Those
I
are
like
the
that.
Costumes
I think
like.
That's a good
that
one.
That are like clever. And
yeah.
You have to like, look at them to understand. I think that's way more fun than just like doing like poor trope things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be cover boy James Charles with his really, really bad makeup. No one's going to get it. I told my professor about it today because she's like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And I was like, do you know who James Charles is? And
no.
She was like, no. I was like, let me grab a picture. Something really funny was she was saying that her daughter, so she's an English professor, and she's saying her daughter is going to be Frankenstein because her daughter really wants to be Frankenstein.
How old her daughter? Is like young daughter?
Yeah,
okay.
like less than five.
Yeah.
And she was like, but my colleagues in the English department would insist I say Frankenstein's monster.
Because
Frankenstein is the person. And I'm like, she's a child.
She's a
Isn't
child.
That so funny that my professor said that?
I love that.
That's hilarious. Like, my colleagues would be like, Frankenstein's monster. Wait, I want to say goodbye to my dad as he's leaving. So can you play a song?
Yeah, we'll put on a song.
Thanks for joining us, Dad.
We had a real dad in the studio.
A real dad in the studio. When do we ever have a real thing in our studio for our theme?
Never.
I guess we have life for the spooky thing. Can you play some Daddy Yankee?
Yes, please do.
I don't
that
have
sounds
Wi-Fi.
Great.
Can you play Gasolina?
Yeah. Sometimes the Wi-Fi goes out in here.
Yeah, not great. Tough secure.
I don't really know how to spell that.
Okay, gasolina, gas, O-L-I-A-N-A, gasolina.
Okay, I got it. It's Daddy Yankee.
Explicit. This is some Daddy Yankee for everyone.
Okay, here we go. Okay, that was Gasolina by Daddy Yankee.
We really never heard that song before.
No, I have heard that song.
Yeah, I thought you would have.
Okay, so I guess...
Hey, Lauren, you met my dad.
I met your dad. Yeah. That was really fun. I met the parents. Wow.
We're so official.
We're so official.
It's been 5 seasons.
So true.
It's about time.
Okay, so I think I'll play a song for my dad.
Great.
I'm really trying to dig deep. My dad, Dave, is...
Matthews Band. Maybe just do that.
Okay. I'll play a song by Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, I'll play another song about my dad.
Yeah.
After this.
Which is what?
One. Oh, yeah. So my dad was born in December 1963.
Yeah.
And you know that song where it's like, late December 1963.
Yeah. Okay, okay, that sounds good. Actually, you know what? My dad likes Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right? I think. That's like a song. Sure. I'm going to play September. That's a fun one. Okay.
Changing my mind tonight.
Okay, that was a song for my dad. I don't really know if he likes that song. I can't, to be honest, whatever. I'm a terrible daughter. I can't think of songs that he likes.
You know, it's actually very, like, the only songs I can think that my mom likes is, like, Hamilton soundtrack.
Yeah. My mom is easier. Like, my mom's really into, like, Norah Jones and, like...
Norah Jones? My dad likes Norah Jones.
Yeah?
My mom just loves musicals.
Yeah. What's not to love?
She's been listening to the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack.
Oh my god!
Like some like twink. Yeah. I was like, Mom, are you a gay man?
That's so cute.
I know.
That's really sweet. Okay. Ben, I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
What's your favorite movie or TV show featuring a dad / daddy / dad daddy figure?
Mad Men.
That was so fast.
I love Mad Men.
Why? I actually never watched Mad Men.
I think it's a brilliant show.
Really? Why is that?
I mean, I wasn't on the discourse the same way when I was watching it.
Right.
But I'm the worst. I'm so sorry to all the listeners. But it's really well done. It's really subtle. It's slow. You like sit with it.
Yeah.
Like it's not always really obvious. Like you have to be like, what are they trying to tell me? Mm-hmm. I kind of like that part of it. Mm-hmm. I really like period shows. Like, I feel like I learn stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like a slut for historical fiction.
Yeah.
So.
I love historical fiction.
Were you Magic Treehouse? That was my.
I loved.
My
redemption. My business. I loved that. Yeah. That's
like Jack and Annie.
No, I totally agree with you, actually. I've never met someone who's like, who likes historical fiction the same way I do, because there's something so fascinating about like everything that went down, and especially like in times like before we have like really good records.
Yeah.
Like, it's so interesting.
When the archive fails you.
When the archive
fails
you.
Historical fiction fills those holes, those gaps, those lacunae.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm really
It's sort of like creating counterfactual histories.
Yes.
Like what could have happened, like.
Lauren.
I thought you were going to make a big point.
I was going to tell you, you should really, I don't know what your schedule looks like next semester. There's this class, it's called Family History.
Uh-huh.
With Professor Field. It's why I loved it so much. Mm. Because all you do is you read books of family history, but a lot of it is historical speculation where you like know where your family lived, you know what was happening, but you like kind of like make up what their days might have been like.
Whoa.
Or imagine it.
It's
like historical imagination.
Yeah.
So it's a lot like historical fiction, except you're using your real life descendants. And we talked a lot about that. And you read, I read some amazing books about it.
Interesting.
I think you would really like it.
Okay.
But I don't know like what requirements stuff is going on.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really cool though.
Yeah. Oh, that's
also, if you don't take it, I have some cool book recommendations you would like that we read for that class.
Yeah.
It's really, and that's kind of what my thesis is.
Yes. Yeah. Is that, so is it from that class?
Yeah. Like that's where my thesis was born.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm the worst. but yeah, I really like historical fiction. I like that now, like the 80s is like a period piece. Like there are shows that take place in the 80s and they're like, ooh, a period piece.
Yeah.
I cannot wait till I am 50. If the world is still around.
Uh-huh.
For like a 2010s period drama.
Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't that be
funny? That'd be so wild.
I know. Wow.
I'm just like thinking about what that would be like.
Me too.
It'd be so weird.
In 2010? No.
Yeah.
Blackberries.
Yeah, blackberries. Yeah. I'm thinking, it makes me think a little bit of like the San Junipero episode of Black Mirror. Did you see that?
Okay.
And how like that took place in the 80s.
I'm going to have like a really controversial opinion.
Okay, go ahead. What? Well, okay, why? I think I need you to elaborate.
I think I have a bad reason why. I think it's because I didn't watch it all at once. I like stopped in the middle.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was like that good.
Yeah. It's just like,
why'd you like it?
I liked it because there's a lot of layers to the story.
That's certainly true.
Which I found super interesting. So there's like the relationship going on, and then there's the whole aspect of time and the aspect of aging and sort of like self-destruction when there's like nothing to lose. I don't know. I just like loved how all of that like worked together. And I think like one thing I really like about Black Mirror, I endorse Black Mirror, is that I love the like reveals that happened at the end.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like the story is never about what you think it is.
My ex loved Black Mirror. I think that's also part of it.
That's definitely part of it.
Did you see the episode where like people are getting blackmailed because people like use their webcam and then they send them, text them that creepy thing.
Yes.
I've seen, that's the only other episode I've
seen. Yes. Yeah, some of the episodes, like, definitely the topics make me very uncomfortable. And I feel like that's like probably intentional on behalf of the show creators. But I wouldn't recommend all the episodes, but there are definitely some that I think are really, really good.
Lauren,
and very
well
done.
Do you think they could have bangs?
Ben is right now, like, just to give you a visual, doing like a front comb of his hair.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't think it looks terrible. It actually kind of looks, it gives me like freshman year U vibes, I feel like. First year U vibes, you know?
I feel like they're like turf bangs.
Oh, I
like,
can see that.
Those, like,
yeah.
Girls at the Apple Jam shows with
yes,
short
really
bangs.
Short bangs. Those are those are so cool, but like, how do you maintain that?
Well, how you grow. Throwing them out just sounds...
I know. If you're someone with those bangs or if you've ever had those bangs, give us a call. Because I'd like to know. Yeah, that just seems like too much upkeep, though. My hair needs to be... My hair is like all one length, nice and short. Yes,
I like your hair this length.
I do too, actually.
I barely remember you with long hair.
I know. Isn't that funny? I look back on pictures
and
of myself.
And when did you cut it? Sophomore or junior year?
Junior year.
Yeah. The first like 2 years we knew each other.
Yeah, long like
hair.
Long
now,
hair.
Like,
I know.
I can't picture you I know. Otherwise.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, seemed like that long, but it was maybe down like a little past my shoulders. And now it's like,
this is also
like
so
a bob.
Mature.
Thank you.
I think your hair right now is the length I want my hair to be.
Yeah?
Give me 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a good length.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song.
I'll play a song my dad likes.
Yeah, you play. Play. It's your turn.
Oh wait, no, I was gonna play that late December 19. Let me Google. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, this is. Give us the background on this story.
Oh, what a night. You know that song?
No, I don't.
The Four Seasons, December. Yeah. Okay. So my dad was born December, late December 1963, and that's the like title of this song by Frankie Valli and the something.
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and it's like oh what a night. And mm-hmm. we used to always listen to it growing up because we're like, this song's about my dad.
That's so cute.
When he was born.
Yeah,
so we're gonna play it.
Okay, sounds good. Here we go.
As I remember, what a night.
Okay, so that's
that
for Ben's dad.
For my dad. Safe driving, dad. Love
Safe
you.
Safe driving. Thanks for stopping by the show. Okay, so we normally do recommended reads. I think we won't do recommended reads this week because it's just,
read.
I've been really tired too. It's been a tiring week. I think it's the change of the seasons, mm-hmm. getting a little colder. So I have a recommendation. I have a few recommendations this week. They're not reads. But my first recommendation is fall scented candles. And yeah. I feel like lately
I
know it's been the moment for fall scented candles. The other night I was at a friend's house and they had, it was just like maple, not like maple, but like, I don't know. It was like a fall scent, like fall leaves or whatever they call it. And it was lovely. I also want to do a quick endorsement of Produce Candles, which we've talked about before for our longtime listeners.
Please sponsor us, Produce Candles.
We are begging you. Sponsor us.
A campus rep.
I would 100% campus rep Produce Candles.
I would table in the campus center.
Oh, for sure. So Produce Candles does seasonal candles, and they have some fall and winter candles out. So they do have fig and sage out right now. If
I
you're
like
looking
the
for
sage more than the fig,
have you smelled them both?
I smelled both.
Okay.
The thing is,
yeah,
people like fig if they like a sweet candle.
Yes,
I don't like.
You
sweet
are a
candle.
Savory candle
I'm a
person,
savory candle
indeed.
Girl.
Yeah.
Are you a sweet candle person?
I kinda,
no shame. No. I totally respect a sweet candle person.
No. I don't think I'm not like a sugary sweet candle person. I guess you could qualify me as a savory candle person. I'm more of just like a, like, I really like nature-y scents, like a pine. Like, I, like,
kale.
Mess me up with a good pine.
Yeah.
Kale is really nice. Like,
it
but
doesn't,
like,
okay, before you judge us.
Yeah, yes.
Not you, Lauren. Yeah. Like our listener.
Our listener.
It doesn't smell like kale. It smells like a...
grass or a tree.
I describe it as a hot bath in the middle of a mossy meadow.
Oh my. Like, wait, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's heavenly.
But yeah, I have a pine candle that I love. I also have, I think I told you this, but Amy got me a gift package from Roots, which is a Canadian store.
Yeah.
And it was like, she actually bought like the men's package. So it had a man candle in it and it's kind of smells like cologne, but I really like it. It's a nice scent.
I've been lighting my lemongrass candle that I stole from my parents.
Oh.
Well, like, I just took it out of our house.
Yeah.
Because my parents use candles not to light, just as decoration. Like, what a waste.
What a waste of a beautiful soy candle. Like, you can't let that sit there.
You always bring up the soy part.
Yes.
I always forget.
I believe in soy candles. You know, honestly, I've not really read any evidence as to, like, why soy candles are better than regular candles. But I just feel like if I'm going to be, like, lighting something that I'm going to have to, like, breathe in, that I want it to at least be, like, I want to at least think it's healthier. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm gonna do a recommended read. It's from Household Tips Guide, and it's top 5 reasons to buy soy candles instead of regular paraffin candles. And it goes into why soy candles are so great. So if you have any,
you said that was in the New Yorker?
Yeah, for sure. The New Yorker, but the section Household Tips Guide.
Gosh.
Right. Just for a gal looking to improve her household.
My God, I am.
So there. Okay,
that's
so
our best recommended read ever.
It actually
I'm being
is.
Serious.
No, I agree. So according to this article,
I guess also the new issue of the Observer came out. You can read that if you want to.
Let's talk about that.
That's okay.
Okay, we don't talk about that. Quickly though, soy candles are non-toxic, whereas paraffin candles, I guess, are.
Excuse me, Lauren, I have a question. What's paraffin? Can you define the term?
Yeah, paraffin is like it's a type of wax that like most candles are made of. Okay. And if you want to learn more, Google it, because I don't know.
Paraffin.
But honestly, okay, if someone were to like come up to you and be like, hey, would you rather have soy or paraffin? You'd always say soy, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I think soy candles are better.
You know what I endorse?
What?
Playing with hot wax in a safe way. I find it so relaxing.
Yep. Or like warm wax. Like it's not quite scalding.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So first recommendation of the season, candles. Scented candles. Another recommendation I have is colored lights.
Say more. I'm not always sold on that.
I know. I really believe in like making the spaces that you live really like comfortable, cozy, like relaxing spaces. And for me, like having like overhead lighting is like not comfortable and feels, it just doesn't, it hurts my eyes. It doesn't feel good. I prefer dimmer lighting settings. And I think that's why I like color lightings, because it's sort of like,
that's some like Riverdale stuff.
Dimmer setting. It really is. My whole house is just the set of Riverdale.
Wow.
So
there you go. I should come over sometime. KJ Apa be there? Just kidding.
KJ Apa.
That's his name, right?
Yeah, that's his name. He's a, wait, Australian? British?
New Zealand.
New Zealand?
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up.
I apologize.
I'd like to issue a formal apology.
I think he might be Australian.
I honestly don't know. I think we're going to wrap up the show today, though. Thank you for listening to Hymn Hunters International. This has been 91.5 FM
New W. Zealand. Oh, my.
I'm trying to do the station ID.
Sorry, do it again.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. KJ Apa is New Zealand. I'd like to issue a formal apology for calling him.
What do you call someone from New Zealand?
New Zealander.
Oh. Okay.
He's a New Zealander. And I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he's not Australian. I'm so sorry.
Who else is from New Zealand? Wait, is Troy from New Zealand or Australia?
No, I think he's Australian. Okay, we're going to end with some Norah Jones, because that's my last recommendation of the season.
Outside.
It's raining. It's time for Norah. Enjoy. Have a good week.
Troy was born in South Africa.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Catching teardrops in my hand. My heart.